Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Who's calling?
Oh, there it is. I see it now. There it is.
Oh, it looks like it's available. Join us. We have the big blue ball.
Okay. He goes a part of the union.
We're not going to play. It's our ball. So here we are with the answer, or answers, right? And who would know? You know, like we're old enough to know who would know, right? This world's so funny. Anyway, this family's good. We've got all one big family, all supported by family. No commercials about the big top, right? We don't talk about bozos much, right? How you doing, Scotty? Zip the lips. Don't take your food away.
I'm having a good day, man. It was a good weekend. It was all football, all playoffs.
Good.
Right, Eagles won. They kicked.
You should be enjoying it.
So now I know the Eagles are playing the 49ers, San Fran, for the Seagulls.
Super Bowl.
Kansas City versus Cincinnati for the AFC, and the Eagles versus San Fran for the NFC. And there we go. So
that's awesome.
Still in it with four teams left.
It'll be funny. You're saying you're going to do a clean sweep, huh?
I think the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. I think it's I think we're going to play somebody.
Yeah, you were saying they were all excited in the locker room and stuff, like they're doing well.
No.
It's good times.
I was just making a joke. Yeah. What I'm saying was, yeah, the coach is preaching love. Love's the most important thing. I was watching an interview with the coach. He said, love is the most important thing. We love each other and help each other.
I
and
agree.
I'm thinking, like, yeah, but it's like.
He must be listening to you.
It's a fight. It's a fight. It's all about love and war.
Yeah, right. When you're good at something, you don't think about how you could lose.
He's like, he's got the guys in the locker room, right? He's saying, we all love each other, so we're going to go out there and protect each other. We're playing for each other. We're going to win this. And they all run out there and they kick
the right way.
Yeah, they fight. They kick the crap out of the team. You know, so it's funny.
Oh, okay.
You preach love to yourselves, but then you go out there and you destroy.
And you know? Rumble. That's great. But that's the sport of it, right?
Well, that's an oxymoron. You're all loving each other.
Well, you're all.
And then we're going out there and we're kicking us out in the field.
Awesome. They did pad them all up, you know.
But, yeah.
Not trying to kill anybody, right?
Well, Freddy.
It's our gladiator sport. You can't find fault with it. It's all we've got. You can't actually kill people in the ring.
I actually
you try.
Everyone's equal, man. Like, you go out there and you're all equal. It's like, may the best team win.
Yeah, it's supposed to be what the creator gives us anyway. Right? You don't have to fight over it.
You can will things to happen, man. You can will that ball.
Wheel that ball.
Wheel that ball.
I think it is partly will, you know.
Well, I know it is. Because when I used
to
get a hockey god, and the puck would do the most amazing things. And it's like, I score a goal, man. Impossible goal. It was like ridiculous.
You sure it wasn't you?
I'm sure
it was. I don't know that god.
You know,
I think it was the hockey guy.
Oh, like when a bounce ball comes back into the rink, hits your nose, and then like bounces off something, and then it jumps up in the air and then lands in the net. And you're thinking like, well, that, you know, you're just supposed to shoot the puck in the net. It's not supposed to ricochet over objects that aren't even connected to the game.
Well, you never know, right? Until you see it. But the joke is, it could be you. I mean, do you really have to think that God did everything?
Well, there's no hockey god, and there's. I'm just saying.
I'm saying it could be how good you are, but you're not thinking at the moment, thinking that God's got you.
Well, I am that good, but it's. And I must have.
Yeah. Well, I always thought, like, you know, when you're trying to win, it makes it more complicated. So when you think you're good and you don't think about it any, you do pretty good. You know, because you're not trying.
Right. Yeah. That's what separates the great, like the Gretzky's, from the
yeah. The small. That's what makes you a god. That's what the funny thing is. Do we need stinking gods? I mean, we need good gods, but there's a lot of stinking gods out there.
Even the gods.
Well, I'm kind of at the point where I think at some point you should take credit for what you can do. You know, because in this world you don't want to say much because how many people can do much? And we all act like, you know, we don't want to talk about it, you know, what we can do in this world. We're really not limited. But who wants to be the one that goes first to prove that we're not limited? Why would any of us be limited? I mean, we live forever. I heard somebody today saying, on here, you know, that, oh, when you leave here, you get a little bit of time to enjoy it, but then they erase everything and you come back. And I'm thinking, why? Why would anybody even come up with that theory?
Who are they?
You know?
That's
I hear that a lot. People that, you know, think that you come back.
So the men wait first. They got that little pen, right? They zap us. Can we forget everything?
I guess God. I don't know what God, but I don't believe in gods. I think we're all gods eventually. So but, you know, show? Supposedly.
Did the show on there? And was it his idea, or was he referencing somebody else?
There was a girl on here on Rev Radio around, I think, about 4 hours before this. You know, and it's on Sunday nights, like, I guess around 5 or 6 or something. You know, I'm not really sure. I just caught it. And she was talking about, you know, how the other world tells her that, you know, we come from Palladia or whatever. And, you know, like, we reincarnate and we go there and, you know, we get erased. And And I'm just making a point, you know, why would you get erased? Like, just, you know, here on the answers, let's answer that one. Who would think that you should erase it and start over?
Well, somebody made it up, and why? So do you really want to pick their brain on why they would want to come up with some rule like that?
Well, no, I want to think about what would be the value of erasing all that you did and starting over, and you know, whether you get it better or worse doesn't matter. It's like why can't you go on from what you already went through? You know, like why waste the time coming back and doing it twice?
It's the Madonna theory.
Yeah, she was a sacrifice, wasn't she?
First time.
It was the first time. First time on the Super Bowl.
Did you want to come back like a virgin and experience it all again for the first time? Find your soulmate.
No. I would think that, you know, whatever you go through here is probably good for you. And you should work it out. I mean, it's such an easy way out to just erase it all and come back. Try it a different way.
I mean, it's like
sounds like an excuse.
Yeah, that's a sketch.
Yeah. But it's a hell of an excuse for, like, you know, don't worry, you always got a couple thousand more lives to get it right. You know?
Yes, you know, I mean, maybe. I don't know. It's like I always regret erasing things. Like when I'm writing a song, especially, it's like, you know, just keep it on tape. Why erase it? You know, just keep it on tape.
I agree. You might want to go back to that.
Yes. That's what archives are for, right?
Yes. And they're free. They're great. And the password is rocks with an exclamation point. And the username is Rev Radio. That's how easy it is. And you could go in there and listen to endless time with us. Imagine that. That'll drive somebody crazy.
Season 3, episode 17.
Yeah. They drive me crazy, the seasons. They like, you know, you can't get up until you see the end, you know, one after another. You can have 4 seasons and you might not get off the couch for a week. I just laughed the way we've evolved.
I'm still
probably
insane.
A big couch potato.
That's me.
Yeah. It'll keep you through the seasons.
It's season 3 of Couch Potato.
They're good for you.
Straight through a glass of water.
But it's like when you get into a season, you like ignore everything else. It's kind of weird. I don't know. It kind of shows the way we are.
Like summer, spring, winter, fall, that kind of season?
No, I mean these episodes and seasons on TV. They're like endless at this point.
Oh.
Like something that goes like 10 seasons or something. You could have a couch potato sit there for a month.
Like Luke's. Right. Me and my wife have binged that. It takes like about a week just to watch it.
Yeah.
Just binging it just for a whole week, just watching this show.
Yeah, doesn't that say something for us? didn't we evolve? I mean, it's not like a movie anymore. This is a week.
Yeah, you're talking a straight week. Up to make you turn into Lucifer.
Could be if you watch that. I think it's one of the greatest ones.
That's a good show, I have to say. I gotta say. It's like, you know, whatever.
That whole show is about feeling like him. You know?
Yeah, it's whatever. Don't you can't, don't blame me. It's like he's, that's what he's saying.
Well,
don't
blame anybody. That's the point.
Well, yeah, you got to blame yourself. If you got to blame anybody, blame yourself. But why should you even blame yourself? It's all this, all this, unless you're evil.
Yeah. You only know what you found anyway, so you can't blame yourself. You just got to get past all this stuff. Don't believe it all. The thing is, I've heard... Go ahead.
You go.
What were you going to say?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I was going to say I learned so much this week that everything is a hoax, you know? It's like kind of a joke on us. Like somebody said this week that the UN is the city of New York. What do you think of that?
People play words. I mean, I can play words too. Let's see. The city of New York. Let's see. The city of New York is truly.
No, this is with evidence. This is with evidence and, you know, the paperwork to prove it. People saying what they did and stuff.
So
like there's
the
somebody
is,
out there that Sarge Turner went to, and even the IMF is really the Federal Express, the Fed, you know, like the Federal Reserve. So the IMF, the money fund for the world, is really through America, and America is the one that's corrupting everyone. And we're acting like, oh, it's somebody else doing it. It's above us. You know, but really, the way we set up America, we've already turned it over to the UN. They've already planned our demise. And this whole thing with cutting off the supply chain and stuff is all programmed. There's no need to cut down the supplies. You know, like there was never any reason except for, you know, all these plants that they keep burning, which is probably for the insurance. You know, like these people are already folding up shop and deciding that your fate doesn't count anymore. But that's what happens when you give people, you know, the reins or whatever, the strings to your life. So it is what we let go or miss or don't pay attention or what we believe that we were told. What?
Yeah, it's like all this, everything we. Yeah, look, if anything goes down in New York, I don't know how it really affects me. Unless someone tells me about it, and then I still.
Oh, you're pretty close. If it was ground zero, you'd probably get taken out.
I'm going to worry about that.
No, we're not going to worry about anything. We're too old. Should have died already. We're lucky they let us live this long. I'm sure they're trying their best to get rid of us before we say too much.
Yeah, but what is really crazy, and this is what makes the Matrix, or not the Matrix, but anyway, just makes like reality so twisted. It's like in about 10 minutes, I could be on a train heading right to Grand Central Station or Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. Like, I could walk out the doors and like look at the Empire State Building in about 90 minutes, you know.
You could go anywhere from there. That's the hub.
It's just unfreaking believable.
Well, it's the time that we're in. We could do almost anything if we would get our act together, stop hurting each other.
Well, I don't want to do that, but I'm just saying, I'm sitting here in this like, little red room, right? I'm like nice and cozy. The warm and dry.
I'm out in the crispy, clean.
Seriously, if I just like took a leak, jumped in a car, went over a train, got on a train, man, I could be in the Madison Square Garden, man, right in the Central Hub. I mean, we're talking right there, man. Boys, people, 24/7. It's like just stuff happening. Just like it's energy, just ridiculous. Yeah.
So if you could take it.
I don't think I could take it, but I mean, but isn't that amazing? Yeah. Just do
how
that.
How fast we can go places, yeah.
Probably
we used to be able to get a plane ride for $40. You just had to look up, you know, when they needed more people to fill the plane. And now it's too expensive to go places.
Hey, you still just go and hop a, like you could go hop a plane up to Boston or something. Boom.
Yeah.
You'd be in like an hour.
$40. You don't have to schedule it a week ahead or maybe even a couple of days if they're not full.
If there's any open seats, they got these little shuttles going on. Sometimes it's
yeah.
I remember like coming from Orlando and landing in Baltimore and then for some reason I had to stop in Baltimore and then it took off out of Baltimore, landed in Philly. So that was just bizarre, you know what I mean? So Philly from Florida to Baltimore, then it looked, I mean, it never even like gained altitude really when you think about it. From Baltimore to Philly, probably what, went 1,000 feet, that's about it. Just guessing.
I think it's all about how many people are scheduled from each place that figure it out. Inside those little hops.
Yeah, it wasn't a straight through flight, which probably made the flight cheaper from Orlando.
To them, probably, yeah.
But
yeah, so they could book the flights better probably.
Yeah, but if I'd have been in Baltimore at that instance, I could have hopped that plane right to Philly. I wouldn't have to wait or anything. I just like paid my money, hopped on that plane.
Yeah. Little planes between little, you know, close cities.
727 took off out of Baltimore and landed after flying from Orlando. Weird, man.
I think all of that is going away is what my point is. You know, like we saw the peak of, you know, being able to go places easy and cheap.
Yeah,
but maybe it was too good for us. I think that's what it is. It's like it was getting too easy for us to go places, and that would screw up all the plans. Because we're not really allowed to associate with enough people that we figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, I'm thinking the way to go is boat.
A boat. A slow boat to China.
Boat. Yeah. Go to Europe, just take a boat. Take you, what, 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah, if you have the time, that's the best way to go. It's like real nature. I don't know, though, at our age. Gotta be careful there. I wouldn't go through Florida in the wintertime or something.
Why not? Florida in the winter.
Well, in the beginning of the winter, it's the end of the hurricane season. I don't want to go near Florida in the hurricane season.
That's a great place to go. That would be a great place to hang for a year. That would be something to talk about. If you survive.
Florida would be nice. Yeah. You'd probably hang in the Everglades or something. Avoid the storms. There's a inland canal there that cuts right across the top of Florida. You go up through the Everglades through Big Lake, and there's a canal that takes you across. So you don't have to go around the tip.
Yeah, I don't want to
be which makes it easier in the storm. But in the Everglades? I thought that would be interesting.
And crazy gorillas. Sloths.
Gorillas.
You know, there's panthers, and lions, and tigers, and bears. Wild boar. You got giant pigs running around.
Yeah. Somebody told me the coyotes here got something last night. They were all excited and making noise. What am I supposed to think of that?
I don't know. Coyotes, can't they get to be like 5 foot long, 4 foot long? Is that a wolf? Wolf's good enough.
I think they're little. They're bigger than a dog, maybe. Maybe the size of a dog. But they do stay in packs, so they are a little bit strange.
Yeah.
But I think if you've got sticks or something, I don't think they can really hurt you. You just go after the one that's like trying to be the boss.
I think the wolf pack, I think the lead wolf rip your arm off and then beat you to death with it. That's
yes, probably. Feed it to the rest of them. Try again. You know.
my leg. I laughed at that one. Okay.
I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I think there's a creator. I don't have to worry about nature. I got to worry about man.
As the wolves have that outlined tree, is a, you're a wolf. You're a wolf to the end.
That's all right. I'm sure I mark my territory like they do. You know? Like I've been all around here peeing in the wind. Not in the wind.
YouTube, I mean, you're not going to find any kind of like Bane wolves or any kind of crazy wolves out in where you're at, but I'm just saying that you're dealing like wolves, like so the kinds are like, you know, 200 pounds, 5 feet long. It's like, you may take that thing, it's just going to have its way with you.
Well, a Bane wolf, what are you talking about? He sounds like witches and warlocks or something. Sorry, you make me cough. I couldn't hold that one. I'm not worried about anything. I'm too old to worry about getting eaten alive. That's probably got to be the most interesting thing to go through at this age. They probably got wild pigs around here. There's probably lots of ways to die.
Wild pigs will kill you down in Florida.
Yeah. Well, they're down south, too. I don't know if, you know, where in Texas, but they hunt them around here. So I have to laugh. The last place I was at had alligators and stuff, so they're not too easy either.
I'm trying to picture it because you're not close to Rio Grande, are you?
No, I was the last place when I was on the boat. It was probably about 100 miles or less.
Alligators running around the Rio Grande?
Well, yeah, South Texas, there's like lakes and lots of alligators around.
So are these people all coming across the border right now? They're dodging alligators? So?
No, not in the Rio Grande. But they were thinking about putting them in there just to scare them. But I think that whole thing is, like, I heard that we're all one big country already anyway. You know, so the UN is in control already. They just haven't announced it yet. And maybe that's what I'm doing. They have it all set up already. America sold out. We were, it says in the book I have, The Ospy, that we're going to get eaten from the inside. So that's already happened. The real question is, you know, when they're about to reveal it to you, are you ready to take over instead of letting them get away with it? Because buying, you know, getting caught with all the paperwork is kind of a sign, you know, like, papers don't count anymore. Like, your papers don't count. Either they do or they don't. Right at this point.
So wait, so last night at around 3 o'clock in the morning, it was only 2 hours old, but it said that Biden got caught with more. They raided his house, yeah, or something with more papers.
Yeah, more secret stuff.
And this was probably his kids selling this shit.
And they keep saying it's no big deal, like it was locked, like he has a way of taking care of security for the country.
I know.
He was a vice president. He wasn't even allowed to take it home with him.
Freaking senile. You know, is that possible?
It's not about him being senile. He did this when he wasn't senile. This has all happened years ago. This is just the stuff that somebody ran into now. And the way they're spinning it is they're acting like it's no big deal because it's such a big deal.
Help them build
and everything is the opposite of what they tell us.
Blackmail people.
It helped him hide everything that he was doing. What do you think's on the paperwork that he took home?
Exactly.
That's the evidence probably to can his ass. And now they're talking about him going to jail instead of Hunter, you know? So they're already setting up deals to, you know, like maybe Hunter sold him out or something. But the real joke is the whores know more than we do. Four's no more. The four ones that Hunter brought home?
And
the party favors? The party favors of the, you know, classified documents at the party that we could hand out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, really, who really cares? Who knows?
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just the procedure doesn't work. You know, these people are criminals, and they only, you know, talk a good game, but everybody sees it nowadays.
Criminal thing about it is they're using people's tax money to invest in their own business.
Their time.
Screwing us, whatever. Oh, never mind. They're just...
They're wasting our time talking about it and paying attention to them and acting like they matter or something. These uppity-ups never mattered.
They designated themselves to spend our money, to waste our time, to tell us what to do. Yeah. They designated themselves to be our gods. So it's
when
time
did
for
we
that.
Ever need them?
Never.
When did we really need anything that they've done for us? It's like, you know, you start a business and somebody says, I'll take care of it for you. Is that the way it really works? And you get to work for the business that you started. That's what America's like. You know, we're not getting anything out of it. We're just the labor. There's a funny thing about the Bible. It's like God created us to till the land or something. For something to do. You know, like, I guess, you know, God wasn't going to be growing things without us.
For the Anunnaki, how to feed the Anunnaki.
Well, all the stories are we mixed with the angels or the other world or somewhere else. But it doesn't matter how we got here. It's like, this is what we are now. Why can't we live? Like, if you look at the way they've brought us up, it's like somebody will always tell you what life is. But really, the people, the real people are supposed to define that. You know, what we can do if they would let us.
Supposed to define it, to our, it should be our own. We should define life to ourselves as we see it and try to blend.
That's what's next. It didn't work the way that we set it up. And I know why, because the other world rules this world. So if you don't see how it works, then, you know, like, we're going to be under control. And what it did was it set up, you know, all this stuff, just like the Bible. Like, the Bible has some guy sitting on a throne. Well, man has some guy sitting on a throne. And our magistrates are gods that sit over us, and they decide our fate.
We have to swear, exactly.
You know, and then we have to swear to their belief system, you know, and bend your knee to them. And I know that the Creator never asked us to do anything for it. The Creator gave everything. Why would it need anything? Why would it ask for anything from us? So all of this is set up so that if you don't figure it out, you're just going to, they'll kill you. They'll take you to the wrong place. They'll ruin your life. They'll take away all your potential.
If you say, I swear to God, man, it's like, yes, I
why do we do that shit?
I swear to God. I pledge my oath to you.
So I would like to point that shit out. Like, you know, one nation under God, in God we trust, you know, everything's for God. Why would God be like that?
Oh,
that's
God.
The most selfish shit that I have ever seen. Like, why would God talk us into saying this shit? Like, God bless you? Why would God set us up like this? Like, everyone's less than God. We're all sinners, and only God is the one that doesn't sin. Yet God on the throne is really just another man that tells you you're a sinner. And that makes you have a God complex, and now you're going to be sitting here sacrificing everything because you're a sinner. It makes no freaking sense at all. It's like about time when we wake up from this stupidity and start saying there's a Creator, and why do we even use God? God is just a title that you put on a man. You can't put that on a creator. You can't define a creator. So there's no arguments anymore. And I'm so sick of all of the freaking beliefs that you can't, like, change it any. Like, people are so possessed by the other world that, you know, shouldn't even be living in this world at this point. It should have better things to do, but because of these belief systems, like coming back and crap, the other world plays us because it just doesn't know how to get away from here. It's, all it knows is this. And everything that we learn here is all we get is what anybody else knew. So we don't get anything. And the more that we're not connected to a creator, the less we're going to know, because man doesn't know shit. Man only knows what he was given. Isn't that sick? And then we puff it up acting like we're so egotistical, like we figured all this out, that we're like gods. I know how it works now. And I know why the UN is running our country and why the IMF is really in charge. And I get it all. And that's why Davos has no hookers. You've got to admit that's, it's the wrong bunch of people to be listening to.
IMF
is the International Monetary Fund. That is our Federal Reserve. And all of our money goes to the IMF. And the IMF is what writes our Social Security checks and stuff. But we would never know that. They would never tell us that. They would. But if you go and look up the paperwork, if you look up the paperwork, it's already documented.
I prefer like they already, the electromagnetic field. I choose to believe in the EMF.
Nature?
The electromagnetic field.
Yes, the nature of it all. How attractive we are.
Yeah, I'm going EMF, baby.
Yeah, how attractive we are to each other. It's all about the magnetism, right? When you get aligned,
so they magnetize me. Don't hesitate. Oh,
I want to stick with you, babe. You gotta start writing music about it.
Shut up.
It's a new age, you know, and people are like in fear of saying something about it. You know, like, we're already into it. They've already tried everything to, you know, steal everything from you. And, you know, it's not working. Like, the government is failing and crashing, like, as we speak. It's talking about taking away your security and your retirement and stuff. You know, like, how could they be that bad? They're going to start stealing your credit cards and say somebody else did it so they can pay their debt.
Yeah, they already did that.
Yeah, exactly. There's people missing all kinds of money right now. If they go look at their assets, they're going to find out there's shit missing. Because the government is that bad off right now. They just came out and said they can't afford to pay retirements. They didn't make their bills this month, dude. It's the beginning of the year. It's important.
It's the beginning of the end. Well, you know, I guess, I don't know. I don't know. When I'm out in the street,
what are we? We're not going to know.
And I'm hearing traces of, like, well, the Congress and Senate still can't pass that bill. Can't get a budget set. I guess I'll
see you listen. You're listening to Coyotes too.
And I'll be listening. You say, "I told you so."
Well, we know it's like this. We know that, you know, all this stuff is set up for us to fail, and it's because that's the only way that this experiment can end. You can't let America actually free the world. Like, we're so close right now because, and that's the other thing. All of my shit is acting funny. Like, I have to reset my phone to use anything. You know, like, I could, like, go to, you know, listen to Rev Radio, and then next time I go to listen to it, it won't work. And then I got to reset my phone to get it back. And it's like, it works first time when you reset.
Like my headset.
Huh?
Like my headset.
Yeah, things like that. So all day. And it's not just Rev Radio. It's all the people that I go and, you know, get some information from. Could be just me, you know.
It's just,
but something's screwing with me. So I have to laugh. Like, they have power over all of these, you know, communication devices and stuff. Now, I've been talking about we're going to have to come up with an alternative. Like, we need an alternet now. Something that, you know, that we make up.
The alternet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been thinking about that since they used to charge us for long distance. I think what happens is, you know, like if we could hook people together with Wi-Fi even, you know, like we could all like get rid of the internet in a way. Just somehow just use ourselves for an internet. You know, like we just didn't think about it yet. Like Wi-Fi already connects every house together if we were to program it right.
Top of our heads transmits the best. Our brains actually...
We're not going to get there until we start eating better. They're not going to feed us anything to give us some psychic abilities.
Something about we transmit.
We do. We're all in a, like, the air is like a fishbowl in a way. Like, everything does transmit between us and stuff.
But
it's all vibrations.
Transmit the best. Top of our heads.
Where the antennas are?
Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but I just saw that on YouTube.
No, that's the truth. It's supposed to be your penile or pineal gland or whatever. It looks like a pine cone.
Third eye.
Well, it's supposed to be an antenna, actually. So that we can communicate to each other.
I believe.
But if they feed you, like especially killing things to live, it cuts off your connections to each other. And then the kind of food, like, you know, if we're getting fat, it's because it's toxic. Your body doesn't know how to process that much toxins. That's why you get fat. And then when you try and lose weight, you have to burn all them toxins too, so it's impossible almost to lose weight. Because somehow you got to handle all that.
Yeah, I've been letting my stomach rumble for the last couple of days. So I've been doing this for like about 10 days now. I've been letting my stomach rumble. I stopped eating junk. Although I had big news, but I mean, I'm back to like not eating constantly stuff in my face.
Yeah, I don't think it's about, you know, not eating. I think it's about eating good, you know, like you should still eat all the time. Just good for yourself.
I'm just eating like one real meal a day, dinner.
I probably don't even have a meal a day. I don't even remember the last time that I actually, you know, picked the time of day for meals. I just eat whatever I've got, and it's because I'm out here, but it's like, you know, I usually have choices, but the joke is you just eat what you feel like. That's what your body needs. You know, like it's kind of funny. I don't think the grocery store supplies everything that my body needs, but it, you know, I get variety so that I do the best I can. And meat, in a way, takes you away from variety, which I think is part of the problem too. Like, you know, like the more that you can like get in you, the more chances you're going to get everything you need. Like, you need some kind of variety.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't been eating.
We got
English.
Well, the other thing is, if you eat good, you don't have to eat as much, so you won't feel as hungry if you've got something good in you.
I'm hungry. I'm talking myself out of hunger.
Yeah, but you see, that's the way we've always been, trying to, like, starve ourselves, and our body fights us and stuff. But if you just change the type of, like, diet or the way that we eat and stuff, it automatically, you know, you don't have to fight yourself. You don't have to go through it, kind of. See, I don't know. There's a lot of ways to not have to diet like we've been taught. And my big point is, like, once you get weight on you, you got to get rid of those toxins. That's why it's so hard to diet. The other thing is, it's better to just, you know, one day a week, like, not eat, you know? And that way your body gets the energy to, you know, kill off everything else that it needs to work on. Because eating costs a lot of energy, a lot of time your body spends on just food, especially bad food.
It's like every street, man, should have, like, an eating coach. Someone says, this is what you're eating today. This house prepared. And everyone just eats healthy. Wouldn't that be easy?
No, we're not going to have a choice soon. That's kind of what this station's about and stuff. People are realizing, you know, what everybody else is going through and how hard it is to figure out what your diet should be. I don't even have any clues. I've been a vegetarian 40 years or more, and it's not easy. Like, what they're doing is they're purposely keeping you from eating right so that you'll die younger. And the shit they put in the food will kill you. So I know what I'm up against. I just don't know how to learn to live off the land. That's the only solution I see. Like, at some point, farming is not going to give you all your, you know, whatever you need.
Oh man, I had roast asparagus. I mean, just roasted asparagus. That freaking good.
That was awesome. We do have good food. Wouldn't you rather just eat good food all the time, and, you know, for the flavor or something? Because that's what your body craves, is, you know, something that you're thinking about. And there's something in it that you need, probably. So we should just follow our thoughts, in a way. Well, and that'll get you back to a better connection. Go ahead.
Well, this roast asparagus, to me, was as good as steak.
It was as good as anything, especially candy and crap, right?
It just had that, you know, like the burnt, like a burnt steak, you know, on the outside, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's like burnt. It's got that extra flavor.
It does have a lot of flavor. Changes the tea and everything with asparagus.
Well, you know, it's funny because I didn't even notice that. This was roast asparagus.
It'll change the color in your tea. It'll make it green. It's like it's a really good for you food. It grows different than the other foods and stuff, the other vegetables. It's interesting stuff.
It tasted like roast. I'm just saying that. It's like,
I see. You're saying you could
like a roasted marshmallow. Like, you know, when you burn a marshmallow, like, it just tastes so much better. Well,
one of the ways I got past meat was that I found out that it's just how you flavor it. So what you're saying is you can flavor vegetables just like meat.
Well, it doesn't taste like meat, but it's got that roast, man. It's like that charcoal-y, it brings that flavor out of the vegetable. It's like, just like it brings that flavor out of the steak. And marshmallow, they always taste better too, don't they?
Yes, of course, when you caramelize the sugar, sure.
Yeah.
Everybody likes caramel.
That's
so my wife was a cook when I was like 18 or 19 at the Knights of Columbus. So she was awesome. And when we decided to cut out meat, what we did was buy the best meats. Just go and buy whatever that's the best. And we tried them all. And what we realized was that it's just how you season it. Meat is pretty much tasteless without seasoning. You know, so you know all these ways that you make meat, but it all tastes the same almost to a vegetarian when you think back about it and stuff. Like, I could put, you know, garlic and, what was it? It was garlic, salt, and bay leaves in the oil for the chicken. And it's like tasty all the way to the bone. But it's really the bay leaves and the garlic salt that made it that way. You know, so you could make something else taste like that. So that's what the joke is. And then when you add different vegetables, you get even more variety of taste. So we've been fooled by all this, you know, meat eater crap. Like, we've been talked into a meat eating diet so that we would go out and kill each other. And I know that's what it is. That's exactly what the OASP says right from the beginning, that Satan self talked us into taking life for a living so that we would be more aggressive and we wouldn't listen to our inner self. You know, like, we wouldn't, the creator gets cut off when you do that kind of stuff. So the creator comes out and says, don't kill anything, you know?
Paul McCartney and George Harrison would totally agree with you.
Of course, anybody that gets past killing to live starts to realize you don't have to. And when you think that, you know, what it takes to kill something, why would I do that to something? And everyone wants to live. What's that?
Lenny was a vegetarian too, except for Ringo. Three of them were all turned into vegetarians.
Because that's where the connection comes from. You know, like, when we think that, you know, we come up with language and all this knowledge and stuff, the connection comes from somewhere else. We don't figure out these things. We're not so great scientists. It's something else has our interest to get us to do these things. Like, the other world talked us into blowing each other up and building nukes and things so that we'd have some challenge in the end to get past. And I think it's all the creator. The creator sets us up like this. And if we can't actually see the value of each other past all the stupid stuff that we come up with to hurt each other, then we deserve whatever we go through. We live forever anyway. So what does it matter what we do to each other right now? We're going to end up paying for it. Like, I'm sure the creator has this all figured out. And it's all good for us because we learn, no matter what we do to each other. Forever's a long time, right? So why wouldn't we get it right eventually, no matter how we start out?
Well, it's like Groundhog Day. I mean, eventually, you know.
Yeah. You'll start treating each other better. You see what's wrong with yourself instead of everyone else. Exactly. Like, that's the joke.
You can make anybody happy.
And we've been taught. It was. And we were taught to screw with each other. So you got to get past our training. Look at where we're at now. The computer's going to outthink us soon. Gotta love it. Everybody's saying AI now.
A spell checker makes me nuts. It's always like, it's just.
Me too.
Just so you're.
No clue.
I know. So, yeah. My AI.
It's going to rule the world. The spell checker will rule the world. You can't write it that way. It'll lock you up.
It's like, you gotta watch when you gotta watch, man. If you hit send, you can be saying the meanest things.
Might piss somebody off.
Yeah, for sure.
Happens a lot with me. Mm-hmm. Trying to make jokes.
No more for me. Nope.
Oh, you turned it off.
No, I just I speak.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. It's just a real cluster, but speaking into it is pretty damn accurate. Plus, you know what? It's amazing how it spells the words correctly.
Yeah, that's the best part. You don't have to figure it out. But then you won't figure it out anymore.
I don't really care anymore.
Yeah, me too. I'm too old to worry about spell.
I'm willing to let AI run my life. I can see. Spell checker, you rule me now.
You win. You corrected me enough. I get it. I didn't think I needed a daddy, but you're doing pretty good.
The writing's on the wall.
Sure is. We gotta get rid of all that bullshit. Because we think we can't change anything at this point. Like, it's all been done. It's all been set up the right way. It's all been set up the wrong way. Like, if you look back at how we developed, everything was to figure out how to control us. So you would think in the end, you don't have any control anymore. You figure out how not to need controls.
Just explain my theory. Yeah, I
lie. Yes. When we get back. Got some explaining to do.
Mr. Rowe, I am the host of Reality Extraction. Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing, in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus-o-deltoid type, placed in panendermic semi-voloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And here we are again. This is the place to be. Rev Radio, number one. It's like, because a great idea that just, you know, it pays for itself in a way by all the listeners. And we don't have to, like, you know, do anything with the government. The government is starting to, like, cut into everything and trying to control what you do or say because it can't handle the truth. And you can only hide the truth so long. So Rev Radio is, like, the perfect time, the perfect place. You know, like, there's people coming and going here all the time. It's amazing the people that we've had and what you get out of all the different, like, ways of life that we see here. And this is what it is. It's how we actually see that we get along. It's just that a government, it has no place for us. Like, I think that's where we're at right now. It's like, there's no need for a government. It's been, like, set up to fool us all this time that we need something and to try and act like can't do it without them. And really, it's like it just makes up so many rules and laws. And they're not even real law. It's all legal. And legal is like a spoon could be a fork. Like, I've seen too much at this point, especially with Rev Radio and all the different directions that you go in when you're as a host here. And it's just time for us to live. Like, it's really easy that it's been a dead world up until now. We're always paying debt that, you know, we can't get out of. And it's like it keeps you from living. And, you know, like even in your love life and stuff, all the debt affects you. So it's like this thing that's like hanging on you all the time. And the joke is that it could have been set up to just multiply and everybody makes out. And it's always been that way, that the world just multiplies. But they never taught us that way. They never taught us how to, you know, like you get more out of sharing and how many people you involve. It's like, you know, like the world works with you when you're doing it for the right amount of people. And, you know, just giving away knowledge. Like, wouldn't you think that it should all be free? And isn't that what we're going to evolve to next anyway? Because, you know, like the way that we've been so stingy and all these fashion statements and the way we treat each other, it's like you can't go to a heavenly place acting like we do here. So in a way, we can't even get away from this until we work it out with each other. Because like prejudice, how are you going to find a heaven that's got just your type of people or something, or your way of thinking? Makes no sense at all. And I would think that this is a test here. That's all it is. First on how you take it, and then how long you can make it. You know, like if you go through the kind of stuff that they give us, instead of what we think. So I heard you're here, Scotty. Are you with us? I got Scotty with me. This is the answers. And isn't it our turn? Isn't it like this is the chance that we get? They're not going to give it to you. You got to, you know, do something about it. It's not about fighting. It's about making some sense.
Oh yeah,
took our senses away.
I paid admission. I'm in.
Yeah, we sure do at this point. Got our attention on them. We figured out as much as we could at this point. I mean, how much can you figure out before they get rid of you?
Present, counted for. I'm here. Present.
I think you're just as important as the other bozos here.
Well,
so we can mention.
I'd like to be like a wallflower, but, you know, good luck with that.
I think we would all like that. It's not, we don't need to be noticed. It's more like, you know, like if you were to help each other do what you can do, then you know, we could all do things. It's that simple. It's that stupid in a way. Like I had a guy here today that, you know, first time anybody's walked up on me that I didn't know was coming. And I asked him, well, how did you know I was here? He's like, well, I seen the green netting, you know, and okay. You know, but most people wouldn't put that together and walk down the trail to see what it is. But he comes over and his girlfriend's with him. He's got his dogs. He's walking the dogs. And he's hanging out for about a half an hour saying, oh, I wish I could do this stuff too with the solar panels and make bikes and things. And he's like, the girlfriend's saying, oh, you're his new best friend and stuff, you know. And he even stayed too long. He was late for work. But the joke is that, you know, like, that's the way life really is. Like, you just share what you have, and then you don't worry about people stealing from you or anything like that. You know, because we all need each other to get to the next level. And isn't that the joke? Like, holding back all the knowledge and, you know, being better than somebody else is what they taught us. Isn't that crazy? Like, they set us up to, you know, not make it so that they would take over the world. What do you think of that, Scotty? I think everything that I've ever seen since I was born was to take over the world.
Yeah, I really wasn't in competition with anybody to take over the world. So,
not in competition. I just don't think they deserve it.
Well, but I'm just saying, I never was in any. They never really, only when they, see, yeah, but there were certain people that got on my nerves because they're like, somehow, some reason they're like being like a little bullish or picky. But, you know, other than that, I mean, I just tried to
get their way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I had it well enough. I didn't have to, you know, go after the system or anything.
But people had to usually go out of their way to bother me. And that always meant it was a Satan attack, because it's like, really, I was really going to people.
So why would they bother you?
Yes, because it was some kind of Satan attack. It was something evil. It could have been good. It was definitely derived by evil.
Well, wouldn't it be because you might have potential to do something great? You know, like, don't we all go through this? Like, something keeps us from the good that we could do. Makes it easier to do bad.
Yeah, usually a lesson. Someone always, like, people always learn a lesson. I guess we all teach each other.
Yeah, we still learn. Well, I always thought it was a problem when you have to, you know, do as much as anyone else. So we're all fighting to see who can do more. You know, like, it's, if we help each other, we wouldn't be all, like, you know, competing and trying to outdo each other and stuff. It'd be so much easier. So, you know, like, somebody taught us all this crap about who's going to get the girl and, you know, who's better than who. And, you know, when you're fighting for the girl and stuff, the girl probably goes looking for somebody that doesn't waste their time like that. You know, isn't that how crazy we are?
Yeah, I mean, when a girl pushes you to the point to prove something, once they push it, they're going to find someone else to push a little bit further. Because they always want more proof.
If they get you to be crazy, they don't want a guy they can control. They want a guy that controls them, too.
Oh, sure.
You want an equal. It's so crazy, this world. And look at the lessons we learn as we go through this stuff. I love it.
Yes.
But it's just time to get annoyed by it. Like, if they're going to cut the supply chain, you know, when there's no reason for it, like, look at all the possibility. I heard somebody on here saying that they talked to the, it was Mr. Rowe. I'm not sure if it was him or the mechanic, but they talked to the grocer, and the grocer said that, you know, they were saying something about milk. Why isn't it whole milk? It's usually just part skim or whatever. You know, and, you know, like, why don't they change the ordering? And the guy said that they can't because it's controlled. Like, they only get what they're allowed to order. So what do you think of that?
I tell you what I think of that. It reminds me of a Paul McCartney song. He goes, I took my bag into the grocery store. The price was higher than the time before. Old man asked me, why is it more?
That's a great one.
I know.
So, does the old man tell him why?
Then he goes, you should have seen me with the poke on the hand. I had to get a better grand. Just a nick of time, I looked at his hand. Right.
I think we're there. I think it's funny. It's like the point is that it's not the grocers. It's like they have this thing called a Kodak Alimentaris. And if you look in it, it tells you what humans eat. You know, like it's a diet for us and stuff. So it's like how they decide what we actually live like and stuff. You know, like they have one for the animal world too. But it's like your uppity-ups actually figured out what you're allowed to have and what you're not allowed to have. So it's interesting. Go ahead. You don't even know that, right?
Breaking it down to vitamins and minerals, are we just talking about
everything. Every little thing. Because one of the things that the world studied was our minds and our diet, because that's how they're going to control us. You know, like they were doing all these things about LSD that they were giving people without them knowing that they, you know, when they first discovered it, and the scientist is acting like, well, they wouldn't have known what LSD was anyway. You know,
couldn't tell.
But it's like the experiments that they did were cruel and mean, and nobody would do it to anyone. You know? And it turns out the CIA is behind it all. But the joke is, this is what they would go to do. You know, like they're always going to do the thing that you know, how do we control life? And the joke is, it's easy to control life. It's easy to stop us from having what we, you know, I don't know, would need to enjoy life. You know, but it's so cruel to control life. Like, why would people even get that way? Well, the other thing is, if you take away the way that we are and the way that we, you know, talk people into things and stuff, the actual nature of us and stuff is to help each other and to not find something to do to each other to hurt each other. So isn't it strange that they've got us to the point where we don't even know how to stop hurting each other? Like, all the world wants to fight right now, and we don't even know why. Most of the world wants to throw out their government, and we do know why, because they want us to fight all the time. And all the fighting gets, you know, financed by both sides, or the same side finances both sides, the banking and stuff. So you would think at this point, you know, especially with Rev Radio, there's nothing to it. It's a no-brainer, right? You just stop hurting each other. And, you know, like, especially Rev Radio, with the whole world involved, it would be easy to just come to our senses and stop the stupid. Why do we pay attention to these bozos that are owing everything, you know? Like, buy-in is not, like, so great. He's in debt to all these people. That's what his problem is. That's why he doesn't want to remember anything. Like, that's what criminal is. You're in debt to everything. You don't get away with stealing and murder and stuff like that because you can't get it out of your mind. It changes who you are. And everything that you do to somebody else, you're doing to yourself. So actually, it's worse for yourself because you're the reason for it. You know, so is it really so great to be special like these people at the top to, you know, not even know who their friends are or who really cares about them?
Oh, yeah, he buys in so deep. He can't remember. I mean, he's just...
He can't say anything.
Yeah, he's just so lost because he doesn't know who's who.
That's the only way. But that's the only way that the media will handle it right now. Because right now, he should be behind bars. Like, somebody should have citizens arrested him already. I'm not close enough.
Well, he'll be pardoned. He needs to be pardoned because he's mentally incompetent in comprehending what he's in debt to.
So what about all the other people that are responsible for how he got where he's at? Like in Brazil, they hacked into the voting machines and found out how they were screwing us. And it's not just Brazil, it's everywhere. So they have the opcode for the machines. They said that it figured out that every third vote was going to the wrong guy.
Yeah. Makes sense to me.
So, well, doesn't that make sense why they're willing to get rid of their stupid? You know, like the government purposely set us up this way, you know, like since Kennedy was taken out, like everything's been downhill. So, you know, like it thinks that it can get away with it, but it's so freaking obvious it can't even hide its own shit at this point. They stink to high heaven, right?
Look at the
joke with Hunter. He's, what is it, $49,000 a month to his dad for rent of the house that he's got all the stolen documents.
That would, gosh. It just gets better.
Nobody would believe that, right? Nobody would think that's the truth.
That's how real it is.
Well, that's the way they wrote it down so that they could both, like, finagle some numbers. But the joke is it's all finagling, right? Yeah. You're not going to pay your dad $49,000 a month to live somewhere.
But real question.
It's not your dad, really.
Real question. It's probably 49 because it didn't, because if it hits 50, it's another tax bracket. You have to claim it somewhere else. So that's the real question.
Exactly. $49.99.
But I don't even know what it means. It's real. I don't even care.
It doesn't matter to us. What matters to us is that we stop paying attention to all the bullshit and start coming up with a new way of living for everyone. That's what Red Radio is about. It's the only chance we're going to get to help our neighbor, and the system's not going to help us anymore. They're going to take us out as fast as they can.
Yeah, I gotta say this because I'm actually thinking it's like this Marie Antoinette, you know, Marie Antoinette.
Yeah.
I think Biden and these Bidens. I mean, yeah. Wonder like how Marie Antoinette actually exists. Well, here you go. This it's like let him be. It's like really, it's possible.
Yeah.
It's like someone made that up, man. Nobody would really say let him be Kate, would they? But I'll be darned.
It's the point of it, like you're making. It's like the way they live compared to us. It's time. You know, like if the big Mahoffs are cutting the supply chain for no reason, nobody can figure out why. You know, like all these places are burning, but it's because they get insurance on that stuff. The insurance company's set up for the rich anyway. You know, like, it doesn't matter after this. They're not going to insure us.
Well, this is
not going to make sure we eat, even.
They're destroying useful things, and they're getting paid for it. And at the same time, they're getting replaced with useful things with their own agenda. So they're actually getting paid for destroying what we like and then instilling their own agenda, making money off of that. So
they have to do it right now. They have to do it because they have to pay their debt. So they have to go and steal credit cards and you know, spend money, you know, in another way and lie to us because they're so in debt they can't pay the bills anymore. They can't make their, whatever it is, budget for the government to continue.
These bills, there are no bills to pay. Only bills, they make up stuff for us to pay.
They just spend how many billion in Ukraine, you know, like... Come on. They've got lots of bills.
It's like, why is
they didn't that, ask us.
Why do the major stocks, like, why is that a major stock commodity, Netflix? Why is it watched so closely and scrutinized, Netflix, to gains, you know, what the stock does?
See how many couch potatoes we have?
Just saying, man, it's big. It's big because I'm watching that.
Everything is big because if the public actually decides that they're in power, it's over. So if they don't have us distracted and paying attention and time banditing us, it's over. If that hoax, if that, like, you know, the movies are our government now, you know, it's all Hollywood. Look at the September 6th thing. That is all Hollywood. It's over. You know, like, they can't fool you anymore. You know they can make anything up.
End of the world as we know it.
It's done. It's so obvious.
True, boy.
Like, your president can't even put a sentence together anymore without getting in trouble. Isn't that bad enough? What do you expect the next president to do for us? I think they set a precedent. I think it's over. When you're stealing from the people and saying that you can get away with it, all's fair in war, including fighting your own people, when you're changing the voting system, you know, these people are in hell right now and they don't know how to get out of it. And they want to take us all to hell with them.
He's smirking. Yeah. And he says, go get yourself an F-15 if you want to fight me. You want to fight the government.
Yeah, because he doesn't want us to say anything. He wants us to fight.
Wait a second. I think the biggest threat to democracy in the United States government was that guy in the Grand Poobah hat in the Capitol. Was he the Fred Flintstone Grand Poobah?
That was their actors.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I thought that was scary. So what you talking about, we need an F-15? I thought that guy was
that
scary.
That was the biggest threat because your government just failed you. They made a coup. And they produced that whole thing. Like, Pelosi, she didn't even order any guards for the White House that day because she had it all planned out. And everybody knows it. Like, when they release the tapes, it'll be over for these people. And they've hidden so much stuff. If your government has to hide from you, then they're not the right people to listen to. So, you know, it's time for other people to stand up and actually make a better way of life. And, you know, like, if you care about the children, you would think you'd do the right thing here. You wouldn't follow a bunch of bozos that want to pay off the world debt, you know, and put everybody in debt.
Pay off the world debt. Who's that payment going to? Who am I writing this check out to?
Rockefeller, I believe, is the one that started stealing from everyone. You know, when the oil business came about, he went and, you know, worked out a thing with the train company so that he could take over all the oil business.
First monopolies.
Right. So what happened was everything was fraud. That was all our resources stolen from us. Like, we were all the little people that he stole off of. And now he's out there trying to, you know, say at Davos what we're going to live like because of the money that he stole. So, you know, like, I see, you know, sergeants giving me this information about how they stole everything from, you know, the pirates till now. And it's time for us to just take it back. It's not about fighting. it's about laughing at these people because there's so much evidence that they can't get away with anything anymore. That's why we're seeing the crazy world that we're in, is because they're done. Like, all they can do is steal the rest of your life before you realize that you can stop them. That's where we're at. And we're at the age where they wanted to get rid of us. That's what this whole, I don't know, plandemic was. It was to get rid of the elders so they wouldn't stop them.
I happen to agree with that.
Yeah, the guy I was listening to today was 77 years old. So, and his birthday's on February the 14th. He'll be 77. To me, that's a sign. You know, like you say, love your neighbor and stuff. You know, love is all there is. And that's where we're going. I found that thing with happiness has a penis in it. That was from Mona's show. I just thought that was funny as hell. That's where we're going. Happy is the most important thing in this life. To be able to keep it and not let people take it from you. And it's because they're not happy. And a train going by. Beyond that train. A train could be you coming here. Go anywhere from there.
You're in that train going by?
Yeah, I got a passenger train that's going by right now. I can tell the difference because they're the quiet ones, the passenger trains. That's pretty loud, actually.
They're fast,
too. Yeah, that's why it's so loud. It's going so fast. But they're the ones that, you know, go fast and they're not as noisy as the ones with all the weight on them and shit. But, you know, somebody's going places. See, I think that's where we're at. We had all this potential, and the government can't handle it, that we could travel and actually learn the truth. Because we were actually breaking everything down already.
I could have been Boxcar Willie, with a guitar, traveling in a train, in
that would be awesome.
In a car, box car.
They do have those kind of cars going by here all the time. And they go slow enough.
Yeah. I'm saying, can you imagine going cross country like that? That would be the whole of it.
So I think it was the greatest times. That was during the Depression and stuff, too.
I don't care what time of the world it was. It would be great to just go cross country and run endless, like seeing everything. You'd like to have a nice hay flooring and stuff. It'd be just
They should have made it like that with all the empty cars that they were taking back and forth to places and things. Yes. They should have made it easy for people to use them. Should be that way these days. And really, that's the way it would be if we started helping each other. We wouldn't have all this control. Like these days, you can't plant like fruit trees in the park because you wouldn't have, you know, homeless people might multiply or something.
Yeah, I saw a tent. I saw a tent coming back from the doctor's office the other day. It was between two lakes. It was like this road goes between a lake, and on the other side of the lake. In the woods, in like a good 100 yards before the parking lot of the mall, I see a tent. So the tent was like really out there, but you could see it, and it was missed. But it was it's cold.
Camping season.
No, so that's, I'm saying someone's living there. Look that way.
Probably. I think you're going to see it everywhere soon.
That's
kind of why I started early.
It doesn't bother anybody. It was off the beaten path. No. It wasn't bothering. So, I mean.
You can't really bother anybody when you're in a situation like you're outside of everyone else. Why would you bother anybody?
It's like, it's cold. It's like 39 degrees. 37.
It is cold. I'm going down to 37 tonight.
Ish.
Next week, 33s. But that ain't bad. You know? Like, zero might be hard, maybe 10 below. That's what you get up there once in a while.
20. In the teens, you get into the 20s. In the teens. You get into, like, the teens. Now you're talking like that. Any kind of wind.
I had wind all morning today. It was cold wind. But all you did was just put something in front of you so it'd block it, and it wasn't bad. The sun was on the other side. So it's not that bad out here. You know, like, I actually have, like, a lounge chair that I put together on the top of my three-wheeler, and I'm probably more comfortable here than I've ever been. And warm. Like, I have a nice feather sleeping bag that, you know, it's kind of like having a feather lounge chair. And it's pretty comfortable.
That fire gun?
I don't need one yet. That's what the joke is. I don't think I will. I've also got, like, coils of heating wire that all I'd have to do is hook it up to a battery and I could heat my sleeping bag if I wanted to. So I'm not worried about any of it. And I haven't even needed that yet. So that makes me laugh because the South only gets down to freezing a couple of times a year. So the joke is, it's like I was paying, and I was helping the guy last 2 months, $1,700 a month. Comes out to 56.66666 then per day. So would you, like, pay $56 a day to stay somewhere? That's an apartment. That's not a hotel. You know, so when your apartments are costing almost a hotel price, why would you live in an apartment or anything? And then they're telling you that everybody's going to rent from now on?
There's no hotel costs. What, $100 a day? $75 a day?
They're probably $100 or more a day now. The guy here that was renting the apartment said he stayed in a hotel and it got too expensive. It was over $100 a day.
Yeah, man, that should only be should be able to live for at least like $10 a day. That would be fair.
They have drawers over in Japan. You just stay in the drawer overnight and go back to work. But this is the joke. It's like, this is the kind of world that we live in. Like, you're going to pay so much a month for your house that you can't even do anything else. Just rent your house. That's about it. Like, what else can you do? Do we get vacation anymore? Can anybody book a vacation when they want?
I used to get vacation, but I couldn't go anywhere. I just sat home the whole time.
Because you couldn't afford it, or what?
Yeah, I couldn't afford to go anywhere.
And that's the point I'm making. It's like, now they're going to take away even getting on a plane for regular people. So your government's, like, thinking that it's overcrowded and they shouldn't have to go through hell when they're going places. So they're going to divide the world between people that deserve to go places and ones that shouldn't go anywhere. And it's easy for them. They just raise the price of everything. Like, it used to be cheap to go on a plane. Now, all of a sudden, you can't get on a plane cheap.
How about the group of people? They just had that big meeting somewhere. They had, like, what, 10,000?
Yeah, flights. Davos.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So... They're the ones who are eating up all this fun, private jets and shit. Incredible.
Yeah, the talk about the planet change in temperature.
Yeah, they're the ones.
They said one guy only went like 60 miles on a private jet. But the biggest joke is those people have all the you know, the paid-to-play people and that you can't get anymore. So it's obvious that they're evil. You know, if you find out.
I mean, can you imagine actually being him? Actually have to live with yourself? the guy was having a temper tantrum about how bad the weather is or whatever.
That's what he made all of his money on. The hockey stick, right? He doesn't understand hockey.
His wife is the heiress to Hunts or Heinz Ketchup. Heinz, right? Heinz.
Yeah.
That's Carrie.
Yeah, that was Carrie. Well, he's a bozo, too. I think he was crazy, too, this week with Davos. But that's the joke. These people don't deserve any time. It should be our time to talk. You know, they're deciding our life, our future. Who gets that power? And then they say, like, somebody's got to stop us because we're going to destroy the planet. It's all bullshit. You know that's the biggest excuse they could come up with to control everyone.
Which one?
The planet is changing because of us. We don't even get to drive anymore. We can't afford vacation. We're only going to work and back. So whose fault is it really? We're not changing the world. We're being polluted by the people that, you know, pay to play, and they get to pollute the world and then say it's our fault. From cars. It's not from cars. It's from factories. And the whole world is all corporate now. So why would you want a corporation ruling the world? Even America, it's always been a corporation since Lincoln was assassinated. They took over the world back then. What was that?
Well, I was just going to say, who would want any of these geeks running your life or running the world?
Nobody wants to be the pawn in the game. So you got to get rid of the kings. And the kings will ask you for a sacrifice to see if you care about them still.
Well, the geeks running the class, okay? And these are people that are running the world.
That's all they have left because nobody else would do each other in. So they're picking all the outcasts and the ones that don't like anyone else to run the world because, you know, who's evil enough to screw everyone else? That's why they brought up a bunch of, like, strange children and stuff so they could control them with all their problems. That's why they're talking us into, you know, there's something wrong with us all. The truth is there's nothing wrong with anyone. It's just what you've been taught. If somebody tells you there's something wrong with you, it becomes a problem. So they don't tell you that that's what the problem is, right? That it's not you. And then, you know, after so long, you're trying to find yourself because nobody's telling the truth.
Yeah, I've been told I'm the problem, but you know what? That just makes me think I'm not. So you can't win.
Exactly. Yeah, we've been told that a lot. I'm the reason everybody went through hell in this world.
I mean, I'm willing to consider it, but nah. But when it comes down to it, nah.
No, I didn't do anything on purpose. This is the way it was when I got here.
No, whatever. Why would you do me harm? It always comes to life. Why would you want to do me harm?
Well, I think there's a reason for that. I think there's possession. You know, like somebody that gets drunk isn't themselves. You know, so we've got this world that, you know, you could end up in a bad way just because of the stupid, like, you know, addictions and stuff. It's not really your fault. You're just, you know, you don't have your shit together enough to stop drinking even. You know, and a lot of that is just the way we're brought up. Look at how many people drink in this world. Just about everybody, right?
I don't.
Well, because it's controlling, right? Like, if you do it too much, it controls your life. It's also very expensive these days. I don't see how anybody could be an alcoholic. What about that?
I think wine's cheap. I think you try to get drunk.
Wine? That's the worst alcoholic of all, because it's cheap. But beer is at the point where it's probably costing you $30 a day. That's too much. I know the guy I was with didn't want to spend that much, probably couldn't afford that much, and he was spending at least $10 a day.
It's a heavy price to pay, you know, to get to feel like crap.
Well, just to survive, because if you don't drink that much, it'll, like, do in your system. You'll start shaking, you'll have all kinds of issues. So it's not somebody's fault after a while. And really, it's the way you're brought up, because when you think about it, it's just normal for everybody to become alcoholics in this world. The only thing that stops you is it ruins your life. But everybody thinks it's okay to get drunk all the time. And getting drunk is when you're not yourself. That's the way I look at it. That's why it's called spirits. It was put here for the other world to control us. And after a little bit of control, it ruins your life. So it's like the spirit world's got you. And how are you going to get away from it? So the creator's interesting. You know, like, eventually you'll get out of it, whatever it does to you. But it's interesting how, I don't know, how big all this stuff is, what we do to ourselves and how we grow and the way this government actually teaches us. Go ahead.
I mean, right now, I'm in painkillers, so I'm really like...
That for a reason. Well, yeah. There's reason for painkillers, especially at our age.
Drunk is too much.
I heard that heroin won't kill you. You can overdose, but you know, if you do it all your life, it's not going to kill you. You keep doing it until you're old. So what that means is it's not really deteriorating you. It's just an addiction. You know, so isn't it interesting? Like that's another thing that the creator gave us for pain. There's nothing wrong with that because it works. But it's another thing, like, you know, to get out of pain is an addiction too. To feel so good, right? To not have any pain in your world.
Yeah, but I'm all groggy and stuff.
Yeah, there's always a side effect like that.
Yeah, I think I just did too much this weekend. But it was nice.
Yeah, I think it probably is. But it's all about, it's not control, it's about moderation. You know, the same thing with eating. You don't have to cut off everything. You could have, like, I just had one of those ices or whatever, lots of sugar in it, Italian ice. And I only did it because I wanted some change. The joke is, they're too expensive, too. Took almost all my money.
Man, I have six of them sitting in my freezer right now. They're still in the box that came in. They've been sitting since last summer.
They want $3.50 for one of those. You know, just a little cup of ice with flavoring.
For a six pack. I don't know how much here. There's no way there's $3 for one of those little cups. Unless you get
this is at the place. Yeah.
Man, like from Rita's?
Yeah, something like that. But the joke is, how do they, like, how do you face somebody and charge them that much these days? Like they're saying hamburgers are $10 now. How do you do that to somebody?
Too much. I'm serious.
Yeah, it's going to get ridiculous soon. We're going to be robbing McDonald's for the hamburgers because we can't afford to eat.
Wow. Okay, you mean.
Probably make out just selling the hamburgers you stole. It's getting ridiculous, and then they're not even real meat.
I don't know.
This war.
That's weird.
What?
I had the weirdest chicken. It's good, but I don't know what that was. It was so chicken.
Yeah, it's going to get interesting. I can't wait to hear your stories.
Should send you a picture. He's laughing.
Well, I laughed at all this stuff. Like, when they came out with wings, I thought it was amazing because they used to throw them away. The world went crazy. It's all about the grease, right?
No, it's about the Eagles, man, in the championship game. Some wings. The football. Sounds like good stuff.
Of course.
Or it could be Saturday. I'm not sure when they're playing. Oh, I think both games are on Sunday. One's the early game, one's the late game.
So what makes the wings so good? Why do you think they're so good? It's interesting to a vegetarian.
The seasoning.
And all the oil, right?
Yeah, you get good ones, then meat falls right up the bone. It's like, oh, it tastes so good. Or something, they're hot. Not too hot. You don't like the chemical burns. But no. I guess I can't really turn you on good wings because you're a vegetarian. But I mean, I don't have this.
No, I've never had them.
I never had one until like 30 years ago, 20, 25, 27. Seriously, I never had one. It was like,
I remember that they always threw them away.
I never even saw one. I ate like chicken breast. I mean, I think that the most novel thing was chicken McNuggets. That was like, wow, look at that boneless chicken. But wings, not boneless. Hot wings. Hot wings, call hot wings. Well, this one place makes the best chicken sauce. I mean, there's two, like Michael's used to make the best. But Uncle Bingo's were better than that. Now we got this other place, I don't know the name, they shall remain nameless. But I love, they're mild, they're medium. Don't like they're hot, but they're medium. It's just, ugh.
So I gotta laugh, because fried chicken was something that I enjoyed, you know, with the garlic and the bay leaves. And the joke is, it's just the flavoring, like I said. You could flavor your, whatever it was that you said earlier.
It's addicting.
Like wings.
It's addicting, man. It's just like, you know, I mean, you get a bag of barbecue potato chips. You can't stop eating the whole bag. It's just sort of like that, same kind of thing. You like the flavor?
Sure.
Wow, that's really good.
You got to look at the MSG, too. That makes you want to eat more.
It could be mass hysteria. I mean, 1,000 people say, these wings are to die for, and everyone's to die. Off the cliff, eat the wings.
No, I'm saying earlier you had asparagus or something. If you had, you know, flavored them like the wings, they'd be just as good. Like, the chicken doesn't change it that much.
Because that would be like eating fried chicken or roast chicken. You know, coming out
I'm saying you could make something else taste just as good. It's just the flavoring. Like, that's what you're crazy about wings. And it's really just the oil and you know, like, because there's not much meat on them, you know. I think oil is where the flavor is. Some things have meat. I guess if chickens can't fly,
it looks like a little leg to me, and then the other one looks like who knows what we're eating, but I like them.
Of course you like them. That's not the point.
I remember working at Amazon company. This guy from Spain, he was a computer programmer. And he built our first what the hell, a server. Yeah, it was like, this guy, talk about overkill, he like four motherboards. It was like four servers. It was like copied over four times. This was like Magic Alex. Anyway, this guy was from Spain. And he taught us all how to eat wings, man. Just sucked that meat right off the bone, man. He was just ridiculous. He left nothing, man. Nothing but a skeleton. Yeah, he was cracks us up, but it's like, but yeah, they had to be like, Domino's wings.
You don't wonder how that affects us, right? The way that we are. Like the way we eat, what we think of the way we eat, like it's almost like the animals.
Well, yeah, I had a laugh because the guy from Spain, I'm thinking like, well, it doesn't surprise me that he's just like ripping the meat to shreds off the bone because they both like
foreigners like that.
They're killed.
I think we're all the same. I think it's funny that we don't know any better. I think that's what the Great Awakening is, when we realize how alike we all are, that we're not missing anything. It's not about who's better than who.
I'm not calling anybody out for being better or worse. I'm just saying it doesn't surprise me. He's from Spain killing bulls, stabbing them through the heart. With the way he rips the apartment, we're like, he's over here. Ooh. Just I hurt that dead animal. Even though really.
We abuse so many animals. It's crazy what we do. There was like a thing where you look at how many animals die in America because of us. You wonder how it affects us. You know, because that's our industry. Could you imagine the difference if we weren't that type of people? You know, like, not just in the way we are, but in the way that we produce things and stuff. Like, that takes a lot of cost. And the funny thing is, when something's dead, it's acidic. So it's totally against your makeup. So you got to fix all that acid. It doesn't work right for us.
But a dead body, like, especially a burnt dead human, is atrocious.
But when something dies, it's already lost its life. So you're not getting life out of something that you kill. So that's what's wrong with the whole thing. Like the rest of the food that you eat is usually vegetable and stuff where it has life still in it. It's not really killed to eat. And we're supposed to be getting the energy from things and the minerals and stuff. So it's not really the meat, because the meat has minerals, but it's where it got it from. Like it went and found it from the vegetable world, and that's how we get something out of the meat. So I look at it like we need the vegetable world more. You know, like that's where we really live. We're not made like everybody thinks to just eat anything. That's just, I don't know, the way we were taught. That's the way I think it is.
Just imitate.
We pick the animal world and imitate that. I just think it's a lot of waste, you know, especially in time, because it takes a lot to get past that mentality. Because you're cutting off your connection to everything else that the world could be like.
Well, yeah, we lost the Garden of Eden once we started eating the animals.
Yeah, probably. That story about Cain killing Abel. Getting banished. But that's the story in the OSPI too. It says that Adam was a race of people. And Cainites used to kill things. And Adam had Abel. And it was a race of people that didn't kill things. So Cainites were the ones that killed things, and the able or capable people didn't. They were inspired by the other world to do good, not have to kill to live. So that's where all that stuff began, to, you know, actually connect us to the Creator. And we get a story like Cain kills Abel.
Bad Cain.
Yeah. I don't think anything's bad. I think it's just how we evolved. It's like, what does it take for us to stop killing things? And now we're at a time like a third world war is about to start, and we can't figure out why we do it. But I'm the crazy one for even, you know, questioning the way we are.
If World War III breaks out and a billion people get killed, doesn't mean you're the crazy one.
Oh, it's not going to bother me at all. I'm not going to hell with them because I'm not in the fight. That's what it is. This government wants you to fight so that they can get rid of you. That's their way out of you.
Not me.
If you don't fight. We live if we don't kill each other. We're dead already. Enjoy it all, guys.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what...